In Kentucky, a federal judge is expected to rule soon on the government's motion to dismiss a lawsuit that would legalize industrial hemp. The suit was filed last spring by the Kentucky Hemp Growers Cooperative Association, the Hemp Company of America, and six Eastern Kentucky tobacco farmers. We have a report from Fonda Bach of member station WFPL in Louisville.
Late last spring, farmer Andy Graves was spending every daylight hour, weather permitting, on his tractor planting tobacco on his Winchester, Kentucky farm. Every year, Graves raises about 50 acres of tobacco on his family's farm. But 56 years ago, his grandfather was growing another crop on this land, industrial hemp, 500 acres of it.
I'm the first generation in seven generations of our family that hasn't grown the crop.
Graves would also like to grow industrial hemp. Because of all the recent attacks on tobacco, he believes the day is coming when the burley crop will no longer be the mainstay of the Kentucky family farm.
There'll always be tobacco grown in Kentucky somewhere, but not on the scale that we're used to seeing it. It'll be a thing of the past. And for those who don't believe that today, then they are so far behind the thinking of the general public that it is beyond me, that they have not assumed that we would come to this at some point.
Graves is president of the Kentucky Hemp Growers Cooperative, and he thinks industrial hemp has real potential. One study conducted by the University of Kentucky did not find that hemp straw or grain would be all that profitable, but that hemp seed could bring in up to $300 an acre. Not as much as tobacco, which for Graves is about $400 an acre after expenses, but far more than any of the traditional crops like corn and wheat. And unlike tobacco, which has to be tended daily, industrial hemp is said to be a dream crop for farmers because it doesn't require herbicides or pesticides and is easy and inexpensive to grow.
You don't have to spend that much money when you grow hemp. As long as you have the equipment that anybody would have if they were growing, you know, fairly intensified hay projects, they probably got everything they need right on the farm.
But the U.S. government doesn't want to legalize industrial hemp because the plant is related to marijuana and does contain a trace amount of THC. That's tetrahydrocannabinol, the psychoactive ingredient that gets a person high. Even though researchers say a person cannot get high from smoking industrial hemp, the government contends a 1937 law that outlawed marijuana also outlawed industrial hemp. David DeRoche with the Office of National Drug Control Policy says the government also believes that legalizing the crop would be the first step toward the legalization of marijuana. In fact, DeRoche says the farmers have two enemies in this battle, the government and marijuana advocates.
And in the past, the movement to legalize marijuana has not shown any compunctions about putting any person in the front lines as long as it will advance their purposes. You know, I'm not saying they're motivating the farmers here, but what I am saying is that they certainly welcome the involvement of the farmers, and they will certainly seek to capitalize off of.
Can you see the farmers' point of view at all in this?
Of course I can. Of course I'm sympathetic to the farmers. They are on a way of life which is valuable to America, and I can see the tragedy of the farmers. And the tragedy is they're really barking up the wrong tree.
But industrial hemp advocates don't think the farmers are barking up the wrong tree. They see a real market for this crop, saying that the fiber and seeds from the plant can be used to make just about anything.
2120.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, you're looking at plastics, building materials, and animal feed, and food for humans, and paper, and all sorts of things. It's absolutely amazing.
Rob Mosley owns Kentucky Hemp Outfitters in Louisville, Kentucky, a store that sells a wide variety of products made from hemp.
Right here in front of us, we have yarn and twine and cord. These are some hemp-blended T-shirts, and they're made in Australia. Think about it. Why isn't this made in Kentucky?
But drug control officials question whether industrial hemp will ever be very profitable and say that legalizing it will only hamper their war on drugs. They believe marijuana growers would attempt to breed higher levels of THC into hemp, and that they would try to disguise their marijuana plants by growing them together with industrial hemp. Again, David DeRoche with the Office of National Drug Control Policy.
I mean, you can't tell the plants apart except for by chemical analysis. Currently, the way we determine marijuana growing outdoors is, you know, through overhead surveillance or through thermal surveillance. Both of those would be totally useless in an environment in which hemp is grown legally.
But farmers like Andy Graves say there are ways to address the government's concerns. They say the cultivation of this crop can be regulated. In countries like Canada, Australia, and England, where industrial hemp is legal, farmers have to obtain a license to grow it. Their crops are subject to surprise inspections, and anyone caught breaking the law faces strict penalties.
Those people don't have any trouble with the laws about growing hemp and the regulations. Why should we, and why should the DEA? I just refuse to believe that we could not emulate the system that the other parts of the world grow it under.
Graves acknowledges that if legalized, it will be a few years before enough processing facilities are built to make industrial hemp really profitable for farmers and retailers. And he admits the crop may not save the family farm. He'd just like the chance to try. For NPR News, I'm Fonda Bach in Louisville, Kentucky.